Good morning and welcome to BVTV. I'm joined today by Anjali Roussius, our UK-focused Junior Fund Manager. I'm delighted to be chatting to her about the recent events and speeches that have been coming out of the Bank of England over the past few weeks. Good morning, Anjali.
Morning, Laura.
However, before we chat with our expert, I want to share with you a currency chart. This shows us the path of sterling since the start of June 16. We see the fall after the Brexit vote. But more interesting is the recovery over the past few weeks, driven partially by the hawkish Bank of England and some longer tails to the final Brexit negotiations. I'm pleased to see that the 132 resistance is now turning towards a support level. What I'm wondering is if this will hold and become the next support if sterling continues on this path of tighter monetary policy that we may see sooner rather than later. So, Anjali, could you tell us a little bit more about what's been going on in the gilt market?
Sure. So it's not just a currency story. We've seen some fairly large moves across the gilt curve as well. If you take a look at the chart on the screen, what you can see is that the entire UK gilt curve has shifted outwards across the curve, as much as 20 basis points in some places since the last Bank of England meeting.
What do you think's caused the UK economy to become more bullish? Or actually, is it just that the bears are perhaps a little less bearish than they were?
Yeah, so I think it's a combination of factors, really. First of all, we've had a more explicitly hawkish central bank, where they have said that over the next couple of months, they expect to see some of the stimulus removed. Now, if you glance back to August last year, the Bank of England introduced a raft of measures after the referendum, but the only measure that remains in place is the 25 basis point cut. So markets have now priced in a 25 basis point hike as of November. The other thing I would say really is that we've seen a little bit more on the political messaging front. So we had Theresa May speaking in Florence, outlining really that she expects the UK to have a two-year transition period after the UK leaves the EU in March 2019. Now, what that means really is that rules and regulations in 2020, 2021 may not be that dissimilar to what we are seeing today. So I don't really think it's unreasonable to think that at some point the Bank of England are going to have to start, you know, pricing out any sort of Brexit-related noise and really just focus on their remit, which is inflation.
What I found interesting is that both the short and the long end are back at or approaching almost pre-vote levels. Do you think that this suggests that perhaps Brexit risks have essentially been priced out? And if so, do you think we're almost gearing up for the start of another rate hiking cycle?
Well, what I think is interesting is that it wasn't that long ago that we were debating who was going to be hiking first. Would it be the Bank of England? Would it be the Fed? Mm. But those were pre-referendum discussions. So for me, it really doesn't sit well that all Brexit-related risk has been priced out. I actually read a bit of credit research last week that suggested that the UK might hike rates three times next year. Now, I think that that feels a little bit bullish. And that's because I think that there are really some key reasons why we should perhaps still be bearish on the UK economy, notably the impact that it's having on or is going to have on the consumer. So real incomes are being squeezed. We're seeing a savings rate at all-time lows. And last week we had Mark Carney and the FPC flag some concerns around consumer credit conditions. So, as I say, a number of reasons I think still to be concerned. After the first rate hike, I expect that it's going to be very, very data dependent.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's certainly interesting times. Thanks very much, Anjali. Looking to this week, we've got UK PMIs, a measure of the current UK business conditions out. And on Thursday, US jobless. It'll be interesting to see how much the hurricanes will have affected this figure. That's all from us. I hope everyone has a great week.